Simply spiritual healing has many levels of it. There are people who, when they embrace the Sufi spiritual healing, will embrace the Sufi path, and they will use the spiritual healing to purify themselves and their hearts and their souls, and to come into union with God, which is one of the real jewels of being a human being. It's like, it's, in a way, it's the really the highest possibility of a human being is to reach this union with God and join in this very high light. But there are other people who are more interested in being a professional. They're not necessarily wanting to take on a path, but they're wanting to take on a healing methodology. The Sufi spiritual healing can be learned, and people can take on the methodology and heal very often, very quickly. Within the first week or two, they'll see dramatic shifts in their healing process. As they purify themselves further, their healing will become more and more powerful, and their insight into understanding the causes of disease so that they can help to find these splinters and release them will also become more and more subtle and more sensitive and powerful in that way. So for those people who are seeking to be spiritual professionals and to bring spirituality or spiritual healing into their profession, then the Sufi spiritual healing is applicable for them. And of course, the final group are those people who are not really seeking a path, they're not really seeking to be professionals, but they are seeking to heal. And these are people who have tried very hard to heal, but they have not gotten the results that they want. They've been sick for a long time. And they're looking to say, well, what's really causing my issue and how can I heal it? And the Sufi spiritual healing is very, very, very effective for these people. And you'll see tremendous results in healing many diseases. And it's, again, it's a kind of a self-taught thing. In other words, at this point, it's not, you know, it's the old adage of, you know, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You know, teach him to fish, he'll never go hungry. You know, in this form, we're now teaching you to fish. We're teaching you to heal yourself so that you can truly take care of your disease. So there are three, we could say, tiers of healing. The true healing for the spiritual path, the level of becoming a health professional or a healer who does not fully want to embrace the path or isn't sure if they want to embrace the path, and those people who are just seeking straight healing themselves. What does it mean to see by God's eye and to hear by God's ear and to touch by God's hand? Well, we're talking about really the culmination of the Sufi and the healing path here. And this is an amazing state of consciousness. When people have purified themselves and their hearts, there comes a point where the being becomes very, very luminescent. In other words, they become like very open and very subtle. And in that subtlety, what actually ends up happening is that the divine light penetrates inside of them, and they literally, in the deepest level, are no longer seeing through their own sight. For example, rather than seeing, you know, in my case, rather than seeing as Ibrahim, if I was in that state, the divine light would see through me. In other words, the part of me that sees, that understands the sight, that looks, that feels the sight, I would still have an eye, but behind the eye, the part that understood and received the sight would actually be the divine, what the divine sends, as opposed to Ibrahim himself. In other words, it's almost like the divine steps in and literally takes over and really becomes the driving force behind the person. The Sufis call this state people who have become friends of God, or what we call awliya. They are people who, when they have reached this very deep connection to the oneness, these divine sight and this divine hearing and this divine touch is given to that person, and then they truly act as sort of the eyes and the hands and the heart of God on earth. They're really somebody in form who can bring forth these lights and really display them and give them and help people with them. And this is the ultimate goal of Sufism, to reach this level. We can also call this the Gnostic, one who becomes the Gnostic. is one who has the knowing of these qualities and can bring these qualities through. In the West, I believe that, and to my knowledge, the only university or the only place that is teaching the Gnostic level of this path is the University of Spiritual Healing and Sufism in the Napa Valley, California at this time. The university itself is essentially a four-year program that walks people towards these levels and opens these realms for people step after step after step until they are actually able to reach this level of understanding and knowledge and light, and they're able to become the hands and the eyes and the ears and the heart of the divine itself and be able to support and help people in the world through this. And our desire is to help all people, first of all, to heal and to find real healing and real happiness and real holiness inside themselves. But secondly, to walk deeper into the world of divine union and to open this realm of divine gnosis so that they can truly become the eyes and the ears and the hands and the heart of God and be able to transmit and help other people through this light and to be of that level of service and that level of care and help on our planet. And this is the higher purpose of the University of Spiritual Healing and Sufism. So I hope that any of you who truly want to serve the world, who really feel called in your heart to help others and to really be of the deep service to others and really want to do it in a very, very pure, in a very pure and holy way, a really deeply conscious, deeply illuminated, very wise and holy way, to call the university and to look into the programs and to find out what's possible for you through the University of Spiritual Healing and Sufism's healing programs. So I want to thank you very much for joining me.
To learn more about bringing healing and transformation to all areas of your life, we invite you to enroll in our telecourses or come study with us. For more information about our Masters of Divinity program or to enroll, go to www.sufiuniversity.org or find us at Facebook and join the spiritual conversation. Sending you blessings of love and healing, sufiuniversity.org.